Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Liam Makelam, KCBS Foodie Chap, with a new Chopped champion, Chef Jen Beastie. Hi, darling.
Hi, Liam. How are you?
Well, I'm great. You must be feeling pretty good today. Congrats.
I am, except it was quite a party last night.
Where was I? I missed the party.
No, it should have been a Shakewell for the cheering on.
Well, I hear there was a lot of cheering on. I just saw some of the highlights with you. It was fun just to see a little bit of your reaction. Let's go back in time. So you filmed Chop how long ago?
A year ago.
And you've carried this secret, knowing you won. I've seen you a few times, and your lips were sealed.
Oh, yeah. No, they're pretty serious about it. And, you know, I don't want to ruin the fun for everyone. So although it was agonizing to wait a whole year and not knowing when, it's actually, you know, not knowing every week, every month, checking your email when they're going to let you know when it will air is quite difficult. But now I feel relieved.
Well, you won, sweetheart.
And now I'm a Chopped champion.
Yeah, we should be popping champagne here. But we don't do that until 5 o'clock. We've got another half hour. So take us back. You get the call. What do you have to do? Do they come to you? How does it work, the whole setup, to be on Chopped?
Yeah, so they contacted me and asked if I was interested, and I said yes. And then there's an interviewing process, and then you speak with the producer, and then they said, okay, let's do it. And then they came here to Oakland, to Shakewell, and got some footage of the restaurant, which was really fun. Some of my cooks got in there. They're pretty excited to see themselves on TV.
Oh, it's on TV?
Yeah. Oh, I got to be on TV on the telly.
On the telly. But the process itself, love, what we see on TV is a condensed hour-long episode, right? But it was a 14-hour day for you.
Oh, yeah. It was 6 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night.
Now, you're familiar with this territory. Top Chef.
It was that long because I won.
Yeah. Hey, the others.
I wouldn't have been there all day if I got kicked
well,
out.
Well, here's the deal. All the others are talking about their long day. You're talking about a long day, but you got crowned champion at the end of it. So how does this compare to the intensity? I know it's very different because it's one episode, but you're used to competition, of course, because of Top Chef. But how does this compare? The competitiveness, the nature of the program, and the day of filming?
Well, with Chopped, it was just one day of filming, and it was very rapid. It was intense. It was just packed in there, and just a, like, extremely long day of filming, and total surprise.
Yeah.
So total surprise of everything. You never knew what was in the basket. So
for those who
like brain boggling.
And yeah. You get a basket of goodies. Everyone has the same basket of goodies. And then they hit the clock. What's interesting about you being part of this, one of the judges was one of your former co-line cooks.
Yeah, Marcus Samuelson and I worked together back in 1992 at Aquavit in Manhattan, so that was pretty cool. That was awesome. And then, the thing with the baskets with our episode, or my episode, was it was called Weird, Wild, and Wacky. And
you were pretty wild last night.
One of the wackiest ingredients. I mean, there was quite a few wacky ingredients, but in the first basket was pig uterus.
Which, of course, you use for Sunday brunch every week, right?
Yeah, donuts. Pig uterus donuts. Yeah. Churros.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you had that. What else?
And foot soup. Foot soup and pig uterus were in the first basket.
Yeah.
And the second course was the wacky thing was nutria, also known as swamp rat.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I never worked with any of those ingredients before.
So where does your head go? Obviously, your creative, brilliant mind is able to just come up with things in a way other people never would. And to do that under pressure, too, is so impressive. where does your head instantly go? You're thinking of a way into the recipe or to make it work with the other ingredients. Where do you stop?
It's complete tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Like, I just blocked out that I was working with I opened up the bag and it's like a big blob of swamp rat. And it was like, nope, just think of it like it's chicken or a rabbit or something I've used before. And what would I do with that?
Sure.
And if you watch the episode, it's kind of, I've gotten a lot of comments about this, but I ended up grinding the swamp rat to make a kefta or meatball type thing. And I tasted it.
How was it?
Raw. Because, it was a time thing, and usually when you make a ground sort of product like that, like a meatball or a kefta, you make a sample and you cook it to make sure the seasoning's correct. But I didn't have time for that, so I just tasted it raw. I mean, swamp rat tartar. It was delicious, so I went on and cooked it. But yeah, I know, your brain just goes to tunnel vision. You have to just stay focused on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Rack your brain and go through what your artillery is in there of like what you would do to make a delicious dish that's going to impress the judges and make you a winner and just stay focused and don't get nervous and be calm and that's what I did.
And so you're tapping into your culinary arsenal, but you're looking at that swamp rat really just as a piece of protein.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't care if it was a rat. I just wanted to make it delicious.
Your competitors, what did you make of them? And going into it, what did you know of them? And what were your concerns being against the clock and up against it? But those guys, you and the boys, held your own.
Oh, yeah, I crushed them. I didn't know any of them, but I knew that it did matter. I knew what my capabilities were, and I knew I wanted to win. And
you are competitive.
Well,
clearly.
Yeah, it's $10,000 and TV.
Look,
I've been on TV before, and I was on Beat Bobby Flay, and I did not beat Bobby Flay, but I beat the first chef in the first round. Not beating Bobby Flay is hard, because I feel like I did beat him.
Hey,
but
maybe, well,
but
you know.
You know, I think I had, already having that experience of being on TV, I did not want to, I had a lot at stake. Let's say that.
Sure.
So it was nothing. There was nothing stopping me.
Yeah. The $10,000. What happens to that?
We put it in a little fund for my daughter.
Aww.
Celia.
Celia's how old? She's three now?
She's two. She's two, but she's very tall.
Yeah. Feet two. Wow.
She's two. She turned two in July. So.
Did she watch the Chopped episode?
No, she was asleep. Yeah.
One day she'll get to see mommy on TV.
Show her. I think she's, you know, that when you're two, you're just like, she'll. I could just picture her watching it and like looking at me and being like, mama, TV. You know, like, wow.
Mama, what's going on with your hair?
She'll watch it. Yeah, what's up with that hair? I don't know what's up with that hair. I don't know. I have no idea. There's no mirrors. They never let you know what you look like.
I hate to be shallow, but I have to be. No mirrors. So you just got to go, your hair looked fine. You got the best hair. If I had half of your hair, I'd be happy.
Well, it looks okay right now, but you know, on the show, I was a little...
On radio, it looks wonderful.
By the end of 10 hours, I was like, oh, man.
So
I needed a little touch-up. They didn't have, like, you know, hair and makeup on
hair
set.
And makeup?
The contestants. No.
I would have been in your makeup biatch. You could have called me. I would have been there. So you get your 10 grand. You're crowned chop champion. Do they give you a trophy, a certificate, something?
No, they don't even
give trophy.
They don't give you a jacket.
What?
$10,000.
Wow. Well,
okay, I'm happy with that.
Maybe I'll make you a trophy.
Well,
okay.
Hopefully I get invited back.
Yeah. So, what happens then? As a CHOP champion, do they do... I knew they have champions come back, and then they do a best of champs. They go up against other champs. So, is that a possibility down the road?
I think so. I think I've shown well. And
who would you love to go up against? If you could pick three other chefs that you would love to just get in the kitchen and kick their booties.
Oh, wow.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, I don't...
Or just who you think would be fun to compete against.
Who would be fun to compete against? I guess it would be kind of fun to see some, like, a little reunion from Top Chef. That would be kind of fun.
Get Blaze back in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Has that guy been in the kitchen recently? Come on, what's he been up to?
He's busy down in San Diego. Yeah.
He's doing his thing. He is.
Yeah. I think that would be fun. Maybe get Dale on there and a couple of friends from there. Or some I'd love to see some local chefs in the Bay Area. That'd be pretty fun to do. Yeah.
So, last night, big party, lots of friends here at Shakewell. At Oakland on Lake Merritt. So you had a good party last night, huh?
Yeah, it was fun. It was just a cheering on event.
Yeah.
Weren't supposed to call it a party.
Oh, yeah, cheering on event. That's right. Yeah. No, I had a party.
Yeah.
I had a party, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We had a lot of regular customers in here and friends and guests, and it was very heartwarming, and it was fun to watch. Everyone's faces watching in anticipation and the suspense. And
you knowing, but nobody else did.
But me also pretending like I don't know what's going to happen.
You're clearly good at keeping a secret. Shakewell is now how many years old?
Shakewell turned 5 this July.
What?
Yeah, we're 5 now. 5 years here on Lakeshore. And,
you mean the $50 I invested is vested?
Did you ever hand that check over? I don't know. Yeah, your $50 went.
I should be asking you, did the check clear?
that check that bounced.
And Jen, here's the good news. You know, when you came over here 5 years ago, things were beginning to happen in Oakland. In 5 years, so many restaurateurs who were previously looking at spaces, maybe even in working in spaces in San Francisco, they've come across the bay. They're here in the 510. This town is thriving when it comes to restaurants. So it's a good time to be a restaurateur here.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I think when we came over 5 years ago, we started breaking ground at, 6 years ago, there were restaurants here. Of course, there were some good restaurants, but there are more and more. And, you know what they say is the more the merrier. You know, the more good restaurants will bring more people. So, you know, I'm competitive on a TV show, but I'd love to see more good quality, different variety of restaurants coming into this neighborhood as well as all of Oakland, because it just makes Oakland even stronger.
Gosh.
And it's great to see. This is a wonderful place. You know, Oakland's a friendly, diverse, interesting community, and I have seen it grow so much in the last 5 years.
And a city that's good to do business in. I constantly hear the challenges in San Francisco. Some people still make it there. It's a great city, but there are opportunities here that you wouldn't get in the 415 that you do get in the 510.
Yeah, absolutely. It's different. It's a very different vibe.
Got to talk about a book in my hands, written by one of my favorite writers, Carolyn Jung. East Bay Cook's signature recipes from the best restaurants, bars, and bakeries. Shakewell among them. You, your beautiful, gorgeous picture in there. That's a darn good picture of you. Tell us about the recipe, Jen.
We got a couple of recipes in here. This is a short rib recipe that we do in the fall. We'll be putting on the menu soon. It's a braised dish, so it's great for the winter. It's a little twist on sort of like a beef bourguignon, but it has the addition of
beef bourguignon.
We use a little ancho chili and coffee and chocolate in the braise, along with red wine aromatics, and it's a great dish. We serve it with either a cauliflower puree and garnish it with pickled Fresno chilies, preserved lemon and olives, and little crunchy bits and citrus, and it's a great recipe. And this book's great, and they did all the recipe testing, so...
I'm telling you, I'm drooling. I mean, yeah, about the photo of you, but more so the short rib, one of my favorite things. What else you got here?
We have octopus, which we always have on the menu. This is a Mediterranean octopus with a potato cake, chilies, and a little chorizo vinaigrette. That's awesome and delicious. We sell so much octopus here. It always surprises me.
It's a dish.
How into it people are.
And it's a dish with legs.
Yeah, 8. And, I guess that's just two. That's two recipes in there.
So, folks, do yourself a favor. We're going to share the short rib recipe with you. East Bay Cooks by Carolyn Jung is the book. So, 5 years, reflecting, looking at the 5 years. What are the takeaways coming into this, what you thought this might be, and what this restaurant, Shakewell, has become?
Yeah, it's interesting. We... I was living in San Francisco until we decided to move to open a restaurant in Oakland, and it's the Bay Area is just so changing rapidly, yeah. And in 5 years we've seen so many changes, and you know, we've had our struggles, and you know, I think a lot of times people look at a restaurant on a Friday and Saturday night, and you know, it's busy, but you know, we've had definitely points where we had to struggle and try to get people in here and fill the seats, and now we have a real steady clientele. We have a lot of regulars, and we're part of the community, and we have a lot of different LGBT, and we're connected with the choir, the Oakland Choir, and the schools. We donate a lot to the schools
Isn't that the best of it, being part of the community? Obviously, you know, making people happy through cocktails and good eats, but the community aspect and being part of the fabric of this neighborhood and the city.
Yeah, and I, you know, Tim is my business partner. We didn't get into this to just have a restaurant. You know, we're not kids. We didn't do this when we were like 28. You know, and we did this to become a part of the community. And restaurants are families. You know, the people who work here are all part of the Shakewell family. And the customers that come in then also become part of the Shakewell family in a different aspect. And it's like a big extended family. And we like being connected with the various communities because we want Oakland to be a better place and we want people to have good lives and be happy. Yeah.
Well, you've definitely put a stake in the ground here, love. For those who have never been to Shakewell Bar and Restaurant, Lake Merritt, why should they be excited to come? Sum up the menu, just an overview for those who've never been here.
You know what I say, this is what I always tell people, come down to Shakewell, we have great cocktails. You can come down to the bar, sit at one of the bar tables, and you can either just have some tapas, some snacks, and a drink. You can have a little bit of cava, or a sip on some sherry, or you can expand that and go further, and if you just wanted to have a couple of snacks or have a full-on dinner. We have wood oven roasted bombas, which is our version of paellas. We have amazing seafood, lots of vegetable varieties, seasonal varieties, and you know, we cook with love here, so just come down and get some.
Good food, good cocktails, good vibes, good times, and a chopped champ at the helm. Congratulations, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Folks, do yourself a favor. Come down here to Shakewell Bar and Restaurant, Lake Merritt, in Oakland. And while you're here, come for a cocktail, but stay for dinner. Or come for lunch, and then stay for dinner, too. Why not? You'll be happy you did. Chef Jen, Chop Champ. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Sounds great, yeah.
Chop Champ.
Big belt buckle.
Yeah. No, you wear it, own it. You deserve it. Folks, the recipe on the short ribs we're going to share with you. More on Chef Jen Beastie's story at kcbsradio.com. And click on Foodie Chap. Cheers.
Cheers, Liam. Great to see you.
Was that double whiskey, by the way?
Double up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.